Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, he's the senior medical mind at Fox News, Mark Siegel, M.D. He's gravely concerned about an unseen war, Dr. John Eichner. The Holderness family proves pickleball ain't just for grandpa. She's the mean girl, Michael Lynn Hansen. And Rachel Lampa in the spotlight. And now from Times Square, where even supermodels will get dumped by their boyfriends for walking too slow, here's that Kevin!
That's rather harsh, isn't it? I mean, not that she has to be a supermodel, but I would just think that supermodels might be worth it to be a little bit patient wherever they got to go. Although, I've got to fess up. This week was UN week in New York, and I know that the rest of the world is fascinated by that. Probably thinks it's very cool to have, you know, the entirety of the world community coming and representing itself and giving speeches and so forth. Most New Yorkers just want them to get out of town. You double park on all of our East Side streets. Your little diplomat license plates, you get tickets on those cars. You never pay those tickets. We never see that revenue. And I was talking with my Friday night co-host, Christine Nicholas, the great Christine Nicholas, the greatest PR guru on planet Earth. She was on this show, actually, a little bit earlier in the year. But I was talking with her on Friday night, and I said, here's what you do. You level the UN, you kick all the diplomats out, we turn that into parking garages. Now you're talking. Make some money off these things. So if you can't drive, and if your driver can't drive, and if your Uber driver can't drive anywhere, then you end up walking a lot. So there are a lot of very tired little female feets in New York this weekend from the high heels that they wear everywhere because they want to look good. But then they had to walk a lot and it was just not a good week. Anyway, that'll be done. UN will be over. They'll be on their way. We'll be back to normal here in the world's greatest city. Anyway, glad to have you with us. Welcome in. We got a big show for you tonight. Dr. Mark Siegel's in the house. He's going to talk about some serious stuff. In fact, first hour is going to be pretty serious all the way around, because then Dr. John Eichner is going to join us. There's a war going on that you don't know about because nobody's covering it. And it's a war that is dangerous and is killing people, and people, massive numbers of people are going to die if Congress doesn't get involved and if we don't in some way say, hey, put an end to this, which is what we're hoping to help make happen tonight. But it was a sad week all the way around for America. If you look at what the administration revealed and by necessity had to answer questions in Congress for, you got this idea that these people have been misbehaving on the job for the past 3 years. No one more importantly pointed that out than Merrick Garland, the attorney general himself. Did you catch his little appearance before the committees? Before the judiciary, before the oversight, he had a lot of questions to answer, and he didn't do a really good job of answering them.
Have you had personal contact with anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
I don't recollect the answer to that question, but the FBI works for the Justice Department. I'm sorry.
You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
I don't believe that I did. I promised the Senate when I came before it for confirmation that I would leave Mr. Weiss in place and that I would not interfere with his investigation. I have kept that promise.
That wasn't what he was asked. He wasn't asked if he had broken the promise and interfered with the investigation. He was asked if he'd spoken to anyone at FBI about the Hunter laptop. Answering the question yes or no would not interfere with the investigation. There's nothing in his answer that prevents him from giving an honest answer to the oversight committee that is questioning him. And he's accountable to. He's accountable to we the people. The representatives of the people are those that are in the House. The House is questioning him about his odd, strange coincidences of how the investigation unfolded, why he didn't name someone a special counsel at first and then did later after the plea bargain deal fell apart. I mean, there's all kinds of ramifications to whether or not he was in communication with the FBI, senior leadership at the FBI. And as the attorney general, it would be perfectly within his right and duties and probably responsibilities to be in conversation with them. You can converse with people without interfering with people. That wasn't the worst thing that he had to face, though, this week. There was another moment that was even more outrageous.
I need a simple yes or no to the following. Just yes or no. Do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists?
Answer I have no question. Idea what the traditional means here.
Yes
the
or
idea
no.
That someone with my family background would discriminate against any religion is so outrageous. It's so absurd.
Mr. Attorney General, it was your FBI question. That did this. It was your FBI that was sending, and we have the memos, we have the emails, we're sending undercover agents into Catholic churches. Are they extremists or not, Attorney General?
Everything in that memo is
Are they
appalling.
Extremists or not? I'm asking a simple question. Say no if you think that was wrong.
Catholics are not extremists. No.
Why was it so hard for him to get to that answer? The memo is an anathema to American law enforcement. The things they said about people of faith, church-going people, in this situation, Catholics themselves, to assume that they have hostile intent towards the government and they need to be infiltrated with FBI agents or Department of Justice agents, that in and of itself is offensive. And the fact that he oversees the Justice Department that issues those memos and gives those directives, even if it's all carried out by underlings, it doesn't absolve him of responsibility. It happened on his watch. And the cloaked government, the cloaked state, the cloaked security apparatus is calling you and me, if we're church-going people, extremists. And instead of saying, I condemn that memo, I will discipline the people in my department that put it out, I will see to it that we never have that policy again, he didn't say any of that. You know what he did? He played the Jew card. How dare you ask me about my background and my family and the history and blah, blah, blah. Nobody's talking about your family, Attorney General Garland. And if your family was persecuted for their faith, that was wrong too. But that doesn't mean you get to ignore the question and give weight to an operation that is targeting church and faith-based people as extremists. That is not an allowance for you to behave in this way. And all I could think about as we were watching this unfold was, man, am I glad this guy's not on the Supreme Court. And he was this close to getting there. Save Mitch McConnell's little strategy to not bring him up for a vote. Man, did we dodge a bullet. But I want to end on something positive. Maybe you missed it, but there was a very touching moment by a very special person from a very special generation at Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign stop this week. Did you see it?
A veteran of World War II. The words you're saying are exactly what my generation grew up in. Children, adults, stood at attention and crossed their heart when the flag passed by in the parade. School started with a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. That's no longer going on. There was a loyalty and pride in America. Children were leaving school 12, 13 years old and joining the service. protect our country. It was one country, America. And I like your policies. I love to hear it because it's what I remember. Thank you, Bert.
You're my hero. You're my hero.
They are our heroes, the greatest generation. And that's why I want you to come with me to Normandy, England, and France next year to celebrate the 80th anniversary of that generation's liberation of Europe from the Nazis. We have to remember the evil that's been defeated so that we can live in the freedoms that we have now. Come join us. ThatKevinTour.com for all the details. ThatKevinTour.com. Coming right back from New York. Don't you change that dial. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm very glad to have my next guest back. He is no stranger to those of you who watch Fox News. He is their chief medical senior analyst, and he discusses all things related to wellness, about life. His name is Dr. Mark Siegel. Hello, doctor. Good to have you back.
I like the new introduction better because you usually put in the gray hair idea. You could be a young senior, so
that's
I'm
true.
Okay with that.
That's true. Well, you are, I think, Dr. Siegel, one of the things that people like about you is that you've used your entire life to try to make the lives of other people better. And we live in very perilous times. I want to talk about a couple of really heartbreaking stories, because as we think about wellness in today's life, there's different challenges than there were when I was a kid growing up. I don't think my parents ever once heard the word fentanyl or worried about a daycare that was going to have a child exposed to it. What happened in this New York story, and why was it so easy for this child to come into contact with this very deadly toxic substance?
Well, let's take it back 10 to 20 years and just start by saying physicians are culpable in a lot of this, because fentanyl came on the market in the 1990s for pain meds for terminal cancer pain. And it was a really appropriate drug. We used fentanyl patches when I was in my training, and it worked for people that are in chronic pain. So we put it on the market, and then we started over-prescribing opioids to people that were having surgery, dental procedures, because we were taught that pain was the fifth vital sign, and we were overlooking it. I work with a neurophysiologist, happens to be my wife, top neurologist I know, who I've never seen her prescribe opioids. And there's ways to treat pain without opioids, but
wow,
doctors were culled into believing this. And that opened the door, and we're only partly responsible, but that opened the door for people becoming addicted to pain meds, and that increased the opioid crisis in the illicit market. It fed it, really. It fed it. Because when you didn't get a prescription, where were you going to get it from? And if you did get a prescription, somebody else could take it out of the medicine cabinet. Now, right now, Kevin, I think we've kind of subtracted ourselves. I don't think doctors are a big part of the problem right now, but what happened was that the cartels kind of zoomed up and increased what they were doing, and they started making synthetic opioids rather than the poppy fields, which have now dried up. Two main cartels in Mexico are responsible for a lot of this, and they rely on Americans to bring it across the border, and they advertise in high schools by the border. And so it's an enormous industry right now, pharmaceutical ingredients coming from China, coming from India, coming into Mexico. You can make this stuff in a 10-foot lab, and then zooming across the border into the United States. You know we have a porous border, and then it goes all over the country, and then, again, available on the Internet. Now, your question was, how the heck did you get it into this daycare center? And it's clearly that it was a front for somebody selling this stuff, and he had over a kilo of fentanyl there. And the direct answer to your question is, you get it by touch. It's so potent and so powerful that if a baby were to touch it and put it in their mouth, they could overdose.
So for those that are not as initiated into the narcotic scene, and I'm certainly one of those, I've sound like a church boy, but I've never done one illicit drug of any sort. We know, we hear, we see everywhere that fentanyl is so dangerous and one pill can kill you and all the rest of this. But our young people are still desiring to try it. How do they know what they're doing when they do? I mean, where is the audience that is telling the young people, even is illicitly, this is really fun, you should go try it? It seems to me everywhere I turn, I hear fentanyl dangerous, fentanyl bad, fentanyl will kill you. And yet we still have these accidents and these situations happening all over the place.
Well, that's true. That's our counter narrative, but the actual narrative itself is coming from social media, and it may not even be fentanyl. The part I left out was it could be that fentanyl is tainting another pill. You know, there's a new study out of UCLA, and it's a very large study that showed that one third of all the autopsies for drug abuse, drug overdose, over the past decade, one third were polypharmacy. So they included cocaine or methamphetamine in the West, cocaine in the East. So people, some people might have been thinking they're getting one thing and then fentanyl's added in and then they overdose. And even if you use Narcan to reverse it, by the way, I think the reason that they couldn't save the 1 year old, that tragic story in the daycare center, is you could use Narcan, but then the Narcan wears off. You got to get a person into the hospital and put them on intravenous Narcan to really reverse the effects of fentanyl. It takes time.
So let me ask you, I was speaking with your colleague, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat, on our famous cruise around the harbor, which you were out of the country and unable to be with us on this year, but maybe you'll be again with us next year. But
yeah, I was having a special cruise. That was one of my favorites, that cruise, and I was in France. I'm sorry.
Paris versus New York Harbor, I guess we'll give you forgiveness this time. But let me ask you, Jeanette brought up to me, she said, Kevin, we have all kinds of helps getting people medication. She goes, I don't understand why we don't have a greater interest in providing Narcan on a much more widely distributed basis, even over-the-counter type, applications, et cetera, because the need for it is that great. Do you echo those sentiments? Should it be more available than it is currently?
Yes. I spoke to the governor of Virginia when I came back from Paris, by the way, with no sleep. I interviewed the governor of Virginia, and he's doing just that in Virginia. You know, he's making a big push against fentanyl. He calls Virginia a border state, by the way, which I think is very revealing. And Governor Glenn Youngkin, I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm all for, it's not just Virginia that's doing that. I'm all for getting Narcan more available. Now, people who say if you give Narcan, you're going to remind people they could be taking fentanyl. I don't buy that. That's like saying, if I start talking to you about cigarettes, you're going to smoke them. That thinking never works. Just because you get the antidote out there doesn't mean you're going to have more people taking the drug.
Well, it's the idea of at least having it as available as the drugs are. I think we lost 100,000 citizens last year to fentanyl, did we not, Dr. Siegel?
Yeah, and I bet Dr. Jeanette said to you the following, which is also true, which is, there's no downside to Narcan. You could shoot it up the nose of someone that didn't overdose, and nothing's going to happen to them. There's no negative. So we definitely need it. And anyone can use it. It doesn't have to be a physician.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I think, for both of the things that you just said, I think it's a good idea, and I kind of echoed that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk with Dr. Mark Siegel about something that is being put into the discussion across the board, everywhere from the NFL to primetime television, et cetera. It is suicide prevention, and what is the real epidemic that we are facing here in this country, and are there things that we can do to begin to stem this dangerous trend? We'll get into all of that. Maybe Governor Youngkin had some thoughts on that as well. We'll talk about all that and more with Dr. Mark Siegel as we continue. I'm Kevin McCullough from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Ophelia is barreling across eastern North Carolina, packing top sustained winds of 45 miles an hour and bringing high gusts, coastal flooding, and life-threatening rip currents northward to New Jersey over the weekend. Forecasters predict 3 to 5 inches of rainfall across parts of eastern North Carolina and southeast Virginia Saturday night into Sunday morning. Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border were up 27% from July to August, according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. It was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. United Auto Workers has expanded its strike to all 38 parts division centers operated by General Motors and Stellantis in 20 states. Friday's walkout of another 5,600 workers comes on top of nearly 13,000 who've been on strike at assembly plants since last week. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
That Kevin show, Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us. You know that I love to talk about things that make society better, make us more complete, more whole, more well, if you will. And you've heard a lot of discussion in the last few days about suicide prevention. We always kind of think about it this time of year. We also end up in the month of October talking a lot about cancer. There's a lot of things that need to have more exposure given to them. But the trend with suicide, especially amongst our military men and women and other first responder communities, has been troubling for a while. And even in New York City, the New York Police Department for a couple of years was dealing with this on kind of an epidemic level. Dr. Mark Siegel rejoins us. Dr. Siegel, what is it in your thinking as to why we are seeing the number of people considering taking their own lives that they are, and some, unfortunately, far too many of them being successful?
National Suicide Prevention Month, the month of September. Shocking statistic from the CDC in 2021, one-third of all teenage girls considered suicide, and two-thirds were experiencing periods of hopelessness or isolation or unhappiness Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has put out an advisory on loneliness, which is very bold. I believe he's right about this. He's been studying this for years. He calls it a lack of connectivity. I think the pandemic played a huge role in this, but here specifically is what it is regarding the pandemic. If people were locked down, isolated in their homes, schools were closed, and they reached out to connect via social media, via their iPhones, and a lot of that is been engineered. Again, that's a little bit of an overstated word, engineered. It signifies virus manipulations these days. But there was an engineering going on of how to pollute our teens' brains. And TikTok is a prime example of that. I mean, my son was telling me, and he's pretty immune. He's got a good sense of humor. He's 18. He's doing really well. My youngest was saying to me, you know, Dad, they actually develop an algorithm for each person, and they figure out what videos to send them. Coming out of China, by the way, that's a scary thought. I mean, that's kind of what we worry about with AI, but I think AI can be managed in the healthcare world by doctors and by nurse practitioners, but this is scary, social media. And I think social media has played a very negative role here, that plus the isolation that I spoke about. And why social media has played a negative role? Because it sets up a perfectionism that you can't reach. Remember, you're looking at a screen. You can't be that beautiful person. You may be beautiful, but you may not have that perfection. It's a perfectionism. And if you aspire to perfectionism, and I'm concluding in one of my pieces this week that we doctors don't actually look at perfection. Kevin, we may look at it as a cosmetic plastic surgeon, perhaps, or a cosmetic dermatologist, but most of us physicians are looking at imperfection. It's called pathology.
Right.
You know, we start off perfect, but then our clock winds down. So we're used to celebrating imperfection as physicians, but that's not what social media does.
Well, and you're saying that that effect has an outsized amount of weight on one's mind and one's mental health?
Yeah, and I would like to not separate in this discussion teenage girls from boys, because I view as a physician tend to view everyone the same, but I think that teenage girls are more susceptible to that perfect body image idea.
Yeah.
And they're more sensitive to bullying, and they're more sensitive to mockery. And I think it happens more commonly among girls. And that's why girls in this survey were more, in the CDC information, were more unhappy and were more prone to suicidal thinking. It's really dangerous.
You just mentioned.
Because you're also impulsive at that age. You're also impulsive at
right.
that age.
You just mentioned you had a conversation with Governor Youngkin in Virginia, and he's doing some stuff along these lines. What is he doing, and why do you like it?
I love this, and I would encourage anybody to look up my interview with him online. We aired most of it on Fox and Friends last weekend, but what I really was encouraged about with him is that he starts with the idea of family. That's how he got elected. So it isn't just another superimposed government platitude program where they say we're going to do this and this. He says, you know, let's start with family. Let's support family and community, and let's strengthen those interventions.
Yeah. Doc, always appreciate your time. You're super busy, but you give us so generously, and I just appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
You're a great host, Kevin. Love being on with you. I'm sorry I missed toasting you on the boat next year.
Next year. You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Ready or not?
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am glad to welcome back my next guest. He has not been with us in this capacity in 2023, but this story is so big, I felt like we needed to talk with him directly. He is the international leader, director, president, chief bottle washer. He does everything for Christian Solidarity International on the international scale, and we are so honored to have him back. Dr. John Eidner, thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be with you. Good to be back with each other.
I wish it was under different circumstances, but we've been covering the standoff in Nagorno-Karabakh for most of this year with Dr. Joel Veldkamp joining us and keeping us updated. But yesterday there was a turn in the for the worse in the relationship between Azerbaijan and the citizens of Nagorno-Karabakh. Can you bring us up to speed on what's happening there?
Sure. Well, yesterday, Azerbaijan attacked this Christian enclave. There are 120,000 Armenian Christians who are determined to live their lives according to their Christian faith and their Armenian traditions. And Azerbaijan claims it's their territory, and Azerbaijan has a long history of genocidal actions. I wrote a report 30 years ago with the Baroness Cox, Ethnic Cleansing in Progress. And today I would refer to it as ethnic religious cleansing in progress, mm-hmm. and it is still in progress. And they finally made another attack on the population there. People are panicking. There was a ceasefire declared today, but the reports that we get is that there are still shooting. Thousands of people are huddled together at the airport, hoping that they can be evacuated. It's a really horrible situation. As I say, we've seen it coming for a long time. We issued a genocide warning back in December of last year. And so this ethnic cleansing genocide has been coming at us in slow motion. The world has watched and observed. It's not something that the international community and our national leaders and international leaders don't know about.
Well, the interesting thing about this, and I did say that we've been covering it here, that we've been doing what we can to raise the flag of awareness about it, and I know that you've had some friends. You mentioned Baroness Cox. She joined us a few weeks ago. Former Senator and former Ambassador Brownback, I know, spoke with people like Congressman Chris Smith and others, and the congressman from New Jersey reached out directly, open letter directed at the president just a week ago, saying that the Biden administration needs to do something about this because the situation is deteriorating. It looks like if Azerbaijan has resorted to, and you mentioned an attack, let me be specific for my viewers and listeners, this is not in any way symbolic. This is military action that they were taking against the region. Dr. Eibner, whatever degree that we have had these allies in these governments step forward, they've not gotten through to the decision makers yet.
Yeah, well, the decision makers in this case are the dictator of Azerbaijan and Turkey. They're twins. They are determined to really eradicate the Armenian Christian presence that stands between these two Turkic Muslim countries. I don't have a map here, but Armenia and Karabakh stands between these two powers, and they would like to, really eliminate the Armenian state, eliminate the Armenian population, and these powers are our allies.
It's not dissimilar to the fight over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem when you think about it, two sides claiming that this is their historic land. But you mentioned that the Armenians have been there for generations. The Armenians are some of the earliest Christians recorded. And Nagorno-Karabakh, as I've learned through our coverage, is one of the sacred places that they've always been. So this is really very, very important to them. And the road that connects mainland Armenia to Nagorno-Karabakh has been consistently blockaded and other things, trying to starve with a siege that city. But now they've resorted to military action. Does this indicate, in your mind, Dr. Eibner, something much bigger, that they may be willing to go in there and use force in a way that we have not yet seen?
Well, they are already using military forces, bombarding civilians. Reports are a little bit sketchy about what's happening on the ground, but they did this four years ago in 2000, 23 years ago, a major assault displaced, ethnically cleansed tens of thousands of people. I've just come back from Armenia itself, the Republic of Armenia, and witnessed Azeri military occupation of Armenian land. It's not Nagorno-Karabakh.
Oh, wow.
They have bigger aspirations. The president of Azerbaijan publicly calls the Republic of Armenia West Azerbaijan.
It is important that you call. What Dr. Eibner said is vital. 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, to contact your congressional member. You can use that same number to reach the Senate side, and I would encourage reaching everybody. Reach your entire state delegation, your congressman, both of your senators. Let them know your thoughts on this immediately. The other side of what Dr. Eibner said is the need, and there will be need. Every time there are people displaced, there's a massive need, and Christian Solidarity International will be there with help in every way that they can provide it. And you can contribute to that by going to csi-usa.org right there on the homepage. Just click through on the Nagorno-Karabakh crisis information, and that will lead you to the ways that you can donate. But go to csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org, and be as generous as you can. They need everything. They need medicines. They need food, blankets, all of it. They're going to need all of it the more that this drags on. There has been a ceasefire. It is not expected to hold. There will be more bad activity, and CSI is needed at this moment in time to be there for those that are under this direct attack. Dr. Eibner, I always wish it was under different circumstances that you and I get to see each other, but thank you for being with us this time.
Thank you. Maybe one day there'll be a jolly occasion and we can meet up and speak about it, Kevin.
That would be okay. A day I would look forward to. Dr. John Eibner, CSI, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First of two duets tonight, here's Andrew Ripp and Rachel Lampa.
They say you're only as good as your last success. A failure's not an option. Maybe that's why I'm exhausted. Held so tight to their applause.
When it stopped, I thought the odds were true. Till you said that my heart to you was everything. Ooh. Don't gotta be somebody when I'm already somebody to you. Got nothing to prove anymore. So there's nothing to lose anymore. You're gonna keep on loving me for more than just the things that I do. I'll sing it till there's no doubt. Nobody can count me out, 'cause I'm already somebody to you.
Rachel Lampa, Somebody to You. Rachel joins us in the next hour with a duet with Toby Mac. Stick around, Kevin McCullough. Glad.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.